Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Well, let's remind ourselves what we are dealing with presently in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And what we're dealing with is understanding the failures and successes of gospel ministry. This is all in the larger section where Paul is defending himself against critics, and it is possible that some of the critics were criticizing Paul for not being more successful, not having more conversions, not having a larger church in Corinth, and so forth. That's possible. And Paul is explaining some things about ministry and its success and failures that point in a very different direction than the one that the critics may have been pointing to. They, of course, were pointing at Paul and saying there's something wrong with Paul. Paul isn't fervent enough. Paul isn't eloquent enough. Paul isn't committed enough. Paul isn't serious enough. And on it goes, whatever it may have been. Paul should be more successful than he is. But Paul helps us to understand the failures and successes of gospel ministry in a different light. He talks, first of all, about the reality of gospel rejection in verse 3. If our gospel is veiled, as indeed it is, there are some people for whom the gospel is veiled and will always be veiled. It has nothing to do with the methodology or the seriousness or the efforts and energy of the preacher. It has to do with the condition of the hearts of the people to whom he's preaching. And for some people, their hearts are veiled and their hearts will remain veiled. And that explains their rejection. So the reality of gospel rejection is before us, and the reasons for gospel rejection are given to us, and we dealt with those over the last several broadcasts. The reasons are, number one, veiled hearts, number two, perishing status, number three, unbelief, and number four, satanic activity. Which brings us now to understanding the heart of gospel proclamation. And that will take us into verse 5, and we'll go there in just a moment, after I welcome you to this Friday, November 4 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping us financially, or at least considering it. Thank you for being mindful that we can only do this as we are helped by the people of God who value this Bible teaching ministry on the station. Well, it's not the person of the preacher that is the problem, as Paul says in verse 5 when he says, "For we do not preach ourselves." We do not preach ourselves. There's nothing in Paul's ministry to exalt a man or to build a religious empire. There's nothing in Paul's ministry to cultivate admiration and a personal following for himself. We do not preach ourselves. The preacher is not there to make himself exalted. He's there as a bondservant of Christ to make Christ exalted. He is assigned to minister to people in the way that Christ has directed him to. And so the person of the preacher is not really the issue here, but the person of Christ. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ, Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your bondservants, for Jesus' sake. We don't preach ourselves. We don't exalt ourselves. We don't talk about ourselves. Not if we're faithful gospel preachers. Those who do, you better raise a caution flag about that ministry. We don't preach ourselves, but we preach the person of Christ. Christ is central. And there are two things that we need to keep in mind about Christ as Paul presents them here. Number one, Jesus Christ is God. And number two, Jesus Christ is Lord. And though those overlap a bit, let's look at them separately. First of all, Jesus Christ is God. And that takes us back to verse 4, where he talked about those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, catch this now, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You see, he who sees the Son sees the Father. He who sees Jesus Christ, true as he truly is, sees him with the eye of faith, of course, is seeing the image of God. Christ came to reveal the Father. And so those who see Christ as he truly is, see God. Because not only does Jesus Christ reveal the Father, but Jesus Christ is God. He is the image of God, the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Christ, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. He is God in his nature, in his essence, in his being. He is God. And so Jesus Christ is God. If you don't know that, then you don't know the Christ of the Bible. If you don't believe that, then you don't believe the gospel of the Bible. If you don't believe that, then you cannot be saved, because you are rejecting the Christ who saves, as he is presented to us in Scripture. We can't define our own idea of who Christ is and then believe in that definition, if it differs from the Bible definition, and say, I'm trusting Christ and therefore I am saved, because the Savior who saves is the one who is presented in Scripture. And here's how he's presented here. Again, verse 4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So Jesus Christ is God. And then secondly, in verse 5, Jesus Christ is Lord. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, is what my Bible says. But it might better be translated, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:5, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. And ourselves, your bondservants, for Jesus' sake. You see, what is sin, ultimately? It's the rejection of his rightful rule over us. Christ has the right to rule our lives. We don't like that in our fallen human nature, in our sinfulness. We don't want anyone to rule over us. We certainly don't want Christ to rule over us. Like the Jews, when they crucified Christ, we will not have this man to rule over us. He claims to be God. He claims to have the right to rule us. We will not have this man to rule over us. He is not Lord. He is not the anointed Messiah. He is not the greater son of David who has come to sit upon David's throne. We will not have this man to rule over us. Well, what they expressed is what every sinful heart expresses. Sin is the rejection of his rightful rule. I'm not going to subject myself to the rule of Christ. I'm not going to consider myself bound by His instructions, His laws, His commands. I will not accept His rule over me. That's what sin is, the rejection of Christ's rightful rule, whereas salvation is the recovery of His rule. Now, we don't generally think of it in those terms, but that's one aspect of it that we need to understand, and we need to think of that. Now, it's the reversal. What is lostness? It is rejection of God. It is rebellion against God. It is self-rule instead of the rule of Christ. It is I determine for myself what is right and wrong, except instead of accepting what God declares to be right and wrong. That is the epitome of our lost condition. We are at enmity with God. We will not bend to His rule. But what is salvation? It's the reverse of that. That's what salvation does. It changes our hearts. It gives us a glad and willing submission to Jesus Christ as Lord, a surrender to Him. And that's why the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord is essential to salvation. And that's what Paul is saying here. We do not preach ourselves. Well, what do? We preach the gospel. Well, what's that? Well, here it is. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord. That's what we preach, Christ Jesus, the Lord. You say, no, wait a minute. That's not the gospel. We preach Christ Jesus, the crucified. Christ Jesus, the resurrected one. That's what we preach. Christ Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Christ Jesus rose again for our justification. True. But what does it mean to believe in Him? What does it mean to have faith in Him? What does it mean to embrace Christ for salvation? It means to reverse this rebellion against Him, this antipathy to Him, this rejection of His rule in our lives, and instead we humbly bow at His throne. We surrender ourselves to Him. That's an element of saving faith. We put our faith in Jesus Christ, not only in believing in His death upon the cross as the payment for our sins, but also surrender to who He is, the rightful ruler of the universe. Yes, indeed, the rightful ruler of every person in the universe, everyone that He created. Yes, indeed, personally, He is rightful ruler of me. Now, that doesn't mean that I obey His rule perfectly. I don't, and I will not until I'm entirely sanctified when I'm in His presence. Looking forward to that day. Yes, we sin against Him, but the whole issue is, when we do we acknowledge that as sin? Do we acknowledge that as wrong? Do we acknowledge that He has the right to tell me what to do, and when I don't do it, I have sinned against Him, and I need to confess my sin and submit myself to Him all over again? Or do we continue to say, I will rule my own life. I will go my own way. Well, if that's your attitude, it doesn't matter what you say you have believed about the gospel. If that's your attitude, you haven't been saved. There are two truths about Christ that are endemic to salvation. And one is Jesus Christ is God, and the other one is Jesus Christ is Lord. And apart from those two realities, there is no gospel. And apart from those two realities, there is no salvation. And so minimizing those realities may enlist more decisions, but it won't make more Christians. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.